Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. 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 What's America without the black labor? Some of people's faith without the burnt grass savior. The migrators resulting in other races through adaptation, adjusting the climates that God gave us. You see us in them pyramids, many colorful images. Founders of the faith at the root of what a religion is. Coming out of slavery, overcoming horrificness. Having us a fam over where Columbia's district is. The black mind designed the first boats. I wouldn't be surprised if Noah had some old notes. The pyramids of Giza preceded a foreign touch. They shot the nose off the sphinx because it resembled us. You see the obelisk all over the metropolis. The resurrection of the goddesses with the phalluses. People always tap into black spiritual symbols, but never give the credit to who was so influential. Shout out to brothers running programs in the inner city, and the guidance counselors counseling to the inner gritty, parents and the teachers really trying to reach them and give them a better diet to what the media feed them. Motivational speakers who believe in the empowerment, elevating your mental by overcoming your challenges. Anything is possible, visualize it, believe it, conceive it, and you'll achieve it, accomplish it, and repeat it. Ourselves the only way to move, trying to get a handle on life so every day is smooth. So we never settle, we fight as we create the rules. Know that we can make it despite what you can say or do. Controlling the beast through intelligence, spiritual development. The body's a temple, your soul dwell in it. Haters in the negative, critics become irrelevant. They don't overstand me, I work with a different regiment. I am the first color that was ever made. Part of one human family that got a lot of shades. Part of one culture extended to an ancient day. Part of one people's determined to always make a way. It's undeniable the power that's inside of you. Gotta tap into a deep zone like a rider do. Nothing comes easily, handle it like a fighter do. And let books by Michael Teller inspire you.
Welcome back to Delicious Talk Radio, the segment bringing sexy back. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Here on Delicious Talk Radio, we discuss topics of sexual nature, but not limited to social topics such as relationships, current affairs, and just good old adult conversations. We don't discuss religion or politics. We also have the most fascinating guests on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, this couldn't be done without my great co-host and you, my listening audience. We're here to entertain. You might even learn a thing or two. We do appreciate how you guys participate by asking your questions and making comments. Please continue to support the number one blog talk radio station, Delicious Talk Radio. Spread the word. Let your friends know we're here every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your listening pleasure. And that piece that you just heard was from our guest this evening, Black Men Rock, and he's been on the show quite a few times. You know, he's part of the family here at Delicious Talk Radio, I might add, because he's been on quite a bit. I'm going to give you a little background of our guest this evening. His name is Larry Locke Henderson, and he is the founder of Smart Music Entertainment, Locke. He is the creator of a new sound of educational hip-hop music that uniquely appeals to people of all ages. His album, Lesson One, Hip Hop and Education, has hit Amazon bestseller list number one in hot new releases and number eight in educational music, and has received airplay. He's also received airplay on major radio stations around the world, 103.6 FM London, UK, CBS, 97.9 FM Houston, 103.3 FM Princeton University, nationally syndicated in Black America, to name a few. Locke travels the country performing his blend of deep insights and authentic hip-hop sound at conferences and summits, music festivals, youth events, on television shows. In 2014, he was a main stage performer at two of the most popular Black music festivals in the United States, the Raleigh, North Carolina Music Festival and the Tampa Bay, Florida Music Festival. Locke is a youth activist, social critic, history and religious intellectual, and an innovative educational advocate. Without further ado, we're going to bring in Locke, and we're going to get information about how he got started and what he's been doing since the last time he's been on the show, because I understand he's done quite a few things since he's last been on the show. So without further ado, Locke, are you there?
Peace, I'm right here. How are you tonight?
I am fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here back on the show. And,
right, because this is like your third or fourth time appearing on here, and we do appreciate that, you know, you wanting to come back, and we definitely, you know, receive you with open arms. Tell our listening audience a little bit about what your hip-hop is all about.
Okay, you know, once again, this is Larry Locke Henderson. I'm CEO and featured artist on Smart Music Entertainment. And what we do is we make educational hip-hop music for kids. You know, our target audience is the kids that are pretty much between the ages of like 12 and 16 who are really having a hard time staying in school. You know, we try to provide a tool that encourages them to take education a lot more seriously than they're taking it. You know, and there's a multitude of reasons for why they might be dropping out of school and not learning at the rate that they should be. But we're just trying to provide an extra tool for them, something that they can listen to, something that they can digest that has substance and, a education base behind it.
Well, let me ask you, how long have you been doing this and what got you into it?
Well, you know, as far as hip-hop and rapping is concerned, for me, that's something that started in the third grade. You know, that's something that started in the cafeteria, in the lunchrooms, just banging on the tables and battling and freestyling and, you know, just taking it from there. That's where the love of hip-hop came from. But as far as Smart Music Entertainment, you know, there's a variety of things that kind of happened that pushed me along this path. One of them is just taking education very seriously. You know, I love to learn, and, you know, that's due to reading a lot of books at a young age, due to having a lot of debates at a younger age, or just being around different people that wanted to, argue their points, whether it was a 5%er or a Democrat or anything, you know, just people who had things to say. So I had this love of learning and this love of knowledge, and then I also had this love of hip-hop and this love of rhyming. And I got to the point where I figured I can merge those two worlds to try to do something for the benefit of this next generation.
Okay. So once you got your ideas and everything together, how did you go about getting it out to the masses?
Well, you know, that was the very first thing was recording the music and making sure that I liked it, you know, and then after that it was putting together a business plan because, you know, I recognized that in order to be able to do this, there has to be some type of successful formula so that we can, you know, continuously do this and we can allow for the business to sustain itself. So it was coming up with a marketing plan, coming up with the right songs, coming up with the album cover, you know, putting the right team together, you know, and just making sure that everybody was on point and making sure everybody knew the vision. But it was definitely coming up with a plan and kind of separating. For me, it was separating the music aspect from the plan part. That's just something that I did so that I can keep the integrity of the music right where I want it to be. But it's definitely a matter of coming up with a plan and executing it. And, I mean, when you have your own company and it's, you know, it's an independent company, you know, you do a lot of the legwork. You know, we are the people that contact everybody that, you know, that we come in contact with. And try to establish those business relationships and keep the networking going and really try to push. But the most important thing is just coming up with a plan that you feel as though it'll work and executing it.
Okay. So once you got your music together, and how did you get it? Let me ask you this first. Your music is in the school systems. They do use this in the classrooms, or don't they?
Well, yes, but when we first came out, you know, I was trying to deal directly with the schools and push lesson one into different curriculums, I'll say. What ended up happening is, because that didn't work at all, you know, what ended up happening is teachers, you know, they kind of cherry-pick the songs that they want. So, for example, on lesson one, I have a song called The First 25 Presidents. So I have, you know, various teachers all around the world who will just buy that song so they can use that particular song to kind of complement something that they already have in mind for how they want to present this information to their students. So by allowing them to, you know, just be able to cherry pick the songs, it's a lot easier than trying to, you know, force this album or force this material into a curriculum that they already have in place because they have so many people to deal with, whether it's their own boards or whether it's the township or, you know, there's a lot of politics that go along when you're trying to push something into a particular school. But I let teachers just use 50 states, use Black Women in Congress, use the First 25 Presidents. You know, these are the songs of Black inventors. These are the songs that teachers have been downloading and purchasing and getting out to their kids and using it in, you know, a way that works for them.
Okay. All right. So, and you say the age range is from what to what?
Well, we specifically made it for the age range from 12 to like 16. But, you know, I'll explain that like this. You know, those were the students that I was personally meeting who had trouble spelling simple words. And you know, that was the group that was being left out. So those are the people that I wanted to specifically target. However, you know, this album is for, you know, the hip-hop culture. You know, it's a hip-hop album first and foremost. It's definitely for all ages. It's definitely for all, you know, people from various walks of life. But I'm specifically trying to get to those kids that are 13 and 14 and really, you know, deciding, hey, do I want to go to school or do I want to hit the block? You know, do I want to do this or is this not worth my time? You know, if we can just, you know, give them something a little bit more positive to digest and think about, you know, maybe they'll make better decisions.
Okay. And also you collaborated with a young man on a few of them. Can you tell us a little bit about who this guy is?
Well, we got the new single off Lesson 2 featuring Talib Kweli. The name of the song is called Run America. It was produced by my man Mercury Beats. And, you know, it was just a, I'm I appreciate the fact that he jumped on the track. You know, it was definitely just, I wanted him to be on the song. I thought he was, you know, the perfect person to work with as far as the material that I'm putting out. You know, I had my man get in contact with him and, you know, put the word out to see if it was something that was possible. And he liked the track. He liked the direction of the company and you know, the lane that we decided to embark on. And once he heard the lyrics and everything, it was cool. We jumped on the track and we made it happen.
Okay. Now, have you ever thought about working with any other type of rappers to bring it up a little, the age limit up? Because, you know, we do have some adults who have problems with spelling and reading and that area. So have you ever thought of doing something maybe for adults as well?
Well, I think what I found out was that, you know, even though the age range that I'm targeting, you know, specifically because I feel like they're the forgotten, you know, adults listen to this song and learn all the time. You know, I have so many people that contact me that's like, you know, I'm actually learning something here. So, you know, it's a versatile album. You know, I think because of that authentic hip hop style that I add to it, you know, it's something that the kids can listen to because the kids are listening to a lot of, you know, harder music. But it's also something that adults can appreciate. It's something that adults can pick up. It's something that adults can enjoy because it's still, like I said, it's that authentic hip hop sound. You know, that's the integrity of the music that I'm making here. So, you know, it's for adults. I'm just targeting a specific group that I know is left out because I've been meeting them. But, you know, adults can to really learn from the first 25 presidents and kings and queens and, you know, Harriet Tubman and, you know, the various songs that we have from On Lesson 1 and the upcoming album Lesson 2. So it's definitely something that's versatile enough to reach a wide range of people that genuinely like the music.
Okay, I see. Well, we're going to listen because I have a selection of some of your songs from the very first time you was on the show. So we're going to take them back memory lane with this particular one that I really liked. So listen, audience, get ready for this. This is Larry Locks rapping Harriet Tubman.
When I was 5, hired out to watch a baby, and he beat me when he cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick-skinned, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek. Putting up a fight to me and my peoples all are free. Four brothers, four sisters, thick family. I'm the fourth child, you following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. Three older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she split and open your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me, influenced by the moment. I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen. Now with seizures, dark epilepsy and strange dreams. From the tribe of Asante through grandma, modesty, being free, holding my own, just a part of me.
You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor. I ain't never lost a passenger.
I'm plotting on my escape and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outie with no debate and you silly for conversation. Sitting, I'm breaking them while you waiting, and I make it. I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you with base.
September 17th, 1849. Me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards Freedom Land. But they feet chill lead up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna have
had, I knew my brothers were scared, went in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again, but this time straight dolo fan, backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter, in the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance, just with the railroad theme. So a station's a safe house where the runaways go, and the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master, and the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret, I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back, and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head, and bring the devil out. There's no going back, besides you going snitch, and I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head, until my whole fam free, I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips, I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman, you need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor. I ain't never lost a passenger.
Wow, that was Harriet Tubman by Larry Locke Henderson. And I can actually, you know, as that song is playing, I actually see a little movie going along with it in my head.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Actually thinking about, you know, making a lot of different moves with that song. So it's interesting that you say that. You never know what the future might hold.
Yeah, that is true, because I definitely see a little movie in my head about that. You know, the words are so profound, and, you know, they're just on point. You know, I'm quite sure I'm not the only one that saw that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's one of the first times I've heard it, you know, outside of what we discussed, you know, in our own camp. So thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So, what have you been up to lately? I know that you're traveling and speaking at summits and seminars and, you know, of the such. So, what is your next move?
Our next move right now is to promote the single Run America featuring Talib Kweli. You know, we really, you know, having your own company and doing things on an independent label, it's a lot of grind. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of phone calls. It's a lot of emails. You know, so it's something that we take very seriously. We don't want to overlook any steps. And, you know, we definitely want to be professional with everything that we do. So out for the next couple months, you know, we'll be promoting this single. We have another single coming out in about a month or so as well. Gearing up to release Lesson 2 in February. You know, we just really want to let the people hear what Smart Music Entertainment is about, what kind of music that we produce, and really just push this music out. You know, push it out to the kids who need it, but also to add something different to the hip hop community. You know, I feel like hip hop, everybody's saying so many negative things about what people aren't doing. So if we're able to just really show you something more than what people are seeing in the mainstream media, then people will understand that it's bigger than the negative images that we're constantly being bombarded with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good that you guys are working together and, you know, trying to get this Run America out there, and you're working on your part two. Yeah, you know, so how did you come up with the name of your company?
Smart Music Entertainment. It's really just thinking of, we came up with the name just bouncing all types of plays on words around. You know what I mean? I remember sitting in the office one day and saying, well, this is, you know, this is intelligent hip-hop. you know, this is smart music. You know what I mean? It kind of came about like that. You know, because the concept came first. The concept of let's do educational music to see how it sounds. You know, and I actually had to make the music before I thought about the company, because I really wanted to be sure that I could do it comfortable with the sound and you know, really feel like, you know what, I could build something around this. So the music came first, and then after the music, then it was, what are we going to call this? And then I said, you know, smart music entertainment. You know what I mean? It's smart music. You know what I'm saying? And we're also entertaining. So that's really kind of how it, that's how it came about, you know, as far as the name Smart Music Entertainment, just being in the studio, kicking words around. I mean, being in the office, rather, kicking words around. And I came up with that.
Oh, okay.
And this was around 2010, I would assume, 2010, 2011. And we released Lesson 1 in 2012. But, you know, prior to that, a lot of work went into everything that we had to do before we released it and, you know, came out with the company.
So your company has been up and running since when, 2011 or 2012 or when?
2012. You know, we were working on it about 3 years prior to that, just prepping and, you know, getting the paperwork right and, you know, formulating the company and doing everything that you need to do to really have a solid foundation for a business. You know, making sure all that was correct and just coming up with the plan from A to Z. So, you know, we were working on it, and then it took really about 3 years to really launch, and which we did in 2012, came out with Lesson 1. And, you know, we definitely had some successes with that album, but we also know that we have more milestones to reach.
Okay. Well, we're going to listen to Run America, and then we'll discuss that, because I haven't heard that particular piece yet. So we're going to listen to that.
Okay.
Then we'll discuss that, okay?
Cool. I love it.
Okay.
A powerful mind bring powerful actions. Gotta believe. I'm so close to the top with no plans to land in. Trying to be outstanding, supply and demanding. Greatness for the whole planet, but we don't need your thanks.
The lesson of the day.
Nah. We're gonna
you gotta listen to here.
Run America.
Like a corporation off of the plantation. I'm like a doctor the way I practice patience. Get it? I see you on your knees hoping they don't forsake it. This generation, they gotta go to war just to be called the greatest. Word. So when they tell you it's in God's hands, they mean yours too. So go on and show them what God stands. They say God is laughing at our plans, but whether you believe in that or not, stay on your job, fam. The confused who try to divide us, times like the music, the only thing that unite us and provide us with perspective to help us to understand. We need compassion that instead of a helping hand to a fellow man. Oh, stop sleeping, you got dreams you gotta live out. You will never figure it out until you get up and get out. So keep going, don't ever stop until you die, son. I ain't a politician, so I'm not running.
I'm so close to the top with no plans of landing. Trying to be outstanding, supply and demanding. Greatness for the whole planet, but we don't need your thanks.
The lesson of the day.
Nah. We're gonna be
paying attention, you gotta listen to hear.
Take a loss, trying to creep ahead of the Chiefs, not at any cost, just to get them something to keep that they consider yours. Sharp mantle, and even as a pump, old heads figure he could be the one that dodge candles.
barely understanding of your basic fundamentals can separate a boss from the fronters and the rental. Yeah, the picture painted is gentle. A thug with a book is too powerful of a symbol. And everything's done to prevent him from getting into a strong gig, so they promoting street credentials. In the power game, which you consume is vital. Mainstream audio port got no rivals. Pay more attention. Whoever's struggling by the third grade is counted as more cattle for prison. Boss of the old regimes disappearing. You fried in the streets so you can hear them. Powers in the knowledge we don't even get the credit for. Children are the future, the youth run America.
I'm so close to the top with no plans of landing. Trying to be outstanding, supply and demanding. Greatness for the whole planet, but we don't need your thanks.
The lesson of today.
Nah. We're coming.
Pay attention, you gotta listen to hear.
Guess what? Run America, said we run America, run America, run America, we run America, run America, run America, we run America, run America, run America, we run America.
I'm going to keep on fighting, and everybody here is going to keep on fighting to make sure that all of our kids have the opportunity to make of their lives what they will. Today is just the beginning. We're going to keep at this for you, the young people of America, for your generation and for all generations to come. So thank you. God bless you. God bless all. God bless America.
All right. Larry, was that song going in and out on your end?
Nah. No.
It was going in and out on my end. It would get loud, then it would get real low. I couldn't hear it. So you heard it clearly?
Yes, I did. Yes, wow, I did. I'm sorry. That's a terrible thing. Sorry you didn't hear it. I really wanted to hear your critique since it was your first time, you know, listening to it.
Right, I'm going to have to listen to it, I guess, off the show because I don't know if it's on my end or Blog Talk's end or what's going on, but it would go in and out. It'd get very high, then it would go very low. I couldn't hear it, so I'm going to have to give it a listen when I'm off the air. But I could hear, you know, bits and pieces of it. Can you just elaborate on it and, you know, let our listening audience know, you know, what made you rap about it and, you know, just what was in it.
Well, that, you know, the name of that song is called Run America. The theme of that song is that the youth runs America, and they just have to understand the power that they have. And it's not only on, you know, us to teach the younger people that they're the ones that control the future. But, you know, it's also on them to just recognize the power on their own. So, you know, that whole song is really dedicated to the concept of the youth running America. They run the world, but we were specifically saying, you know, the youth run America. And I give an example about a young man who was, you know, I grew up around people that was always able to recognize the people that they felt had potential. And be like, you know what, sure, you got to look out for Shorty right there, something like that. So my verse was kind of about that, you know, that scenario, the young man, you know what I mean, that was picked out, that people didn't want to hang on the block and kind of looked out for him. And, you know, how he's faced with, you know, he gets to that point where he realizes that, hey, you know, I can become something better than the place that I'm coming from. You know, I can achieve more. I cannot get locked up. And, I don't have to hustle. And, you know, I can do more. So that's what my verse is about. And I think Taleb, you know, he kind of just in general summarized some of the things that the youth are going through and really was just, you know, giving his own spin on it.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this. Do you mentor youth as well?
Yes, you know, I've been mentoring youth since for a while, you know what I mean? I guess going back, you know, in my college days. But I do, you know, I'm part of a minority mentoring program. You know, throughout my years, I've been a part of various programs, some that's not around and some that are still here. But, you know, it's something that I do. And, you know, it's something that I'll always try to continue to do, whether it's official or not, you know, because not only do I want to work with programs, but there's some people that you just got to go out and talk to.
Okay, and what age range, and are they co-ed or just male or?
Well, yeah, I usually deal with men, you know, or young boys. You know, I don't mentor females. It's not something that I've been opposed to, but it's really not something that I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't, you know, I mean, I've had conversations with ladies and give tips and things of that nature. But, you know, I'm a black man, and I try to pass different things that I, you know, that I have experienced onto younger black males. You know what I mean? And I don't pretend to, even though I have three daughters, you know, I don't pretend to be, you know, I don't pretend that I know answers that I know I don't know. So, you
right,
know, there's
right.
things that women go through that I'm not going to be able to help them with. And I kind of stay in my lane. But like I said, having three daughters, you know, you definitely learn a lot. But, you know
I'm
what
sure.
I mean? Yeah, wow. But, you know, I definitely, I stick to mentoring young men.
Okay. So, I'm sort of like wondering, do you deal with any type of churches and shelters and things like that?
Well, yeah, shelters, yes. You know, and my mom kind of keeps me active, you know, honestly with that. You know, she'll keep me down at the food bank and, you know, make sure that, you know, she does stuff like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be like, listen, bring the family out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be working in this soup kitchen on Wednesday and be there by 6. You know what I'm saying? So that'll happen. As far as churches are concerned, you know, I'm not really aligned with any particular church as far as, you know, Smart Music works with this church in particular. But, you know, I'm not opposed to it. You know, I've performed in churches and, you know, I work with church members and do things of that nature. But as far as just straight affiliated with any particular kind of church,
I was thinking as far as your music is concerned, you know, do you deal with them, you know, you may go in and have, like, after the services are over, and they may give you the option to take the children into another room and do your raps with them, or just, you know, do you...
That's kind of rare, you know, because they want Christian rap. You know, when you're dealing with churches, they want gospel music. They don't...
Well, do you have any Christian rap? Have you ever thought of doing any?
No. No, I don't. And actually, I was approached, and I was going to, you know, a brother mailed me his book. And he's like, listen, I want you to make a song about this, and it's all the black people that's in the Bible. But it's too, you know, that's a very sticky subject.
Yes.
And I even tried to work on it, you know what I'm saying? I read the brother's book, you know what I mean? But there's a lot that has to go into information. You know, as far as references and what you can prove and what's like standardized information and what's kind of common information. You know, when you're talking about religion, you know, there's different perspectives, you know what I mean? And there's different truths that people have. So I try to stay away from, you know, giving out a religious perspective because, you know, you have Catholics, you have Christians, you have Muslims, you know, you have, and then within that, you know, if you're a Christian, you got a Methodist and a Baptist and a Pentecostal, you know, everybody kind of, or a Jehovah's Witness or a Seventh-day Adventist, you know. And I know, you know, people from all of these walks. So, you know, I don't do that. I know Christian rappers, I know Muslim rappers, you know, I know 5% of rappers and all people that want to, you know, get those stories out. I'm really just trying to stick to more of an educational, you know, even though, you know, there's different spiritual concepts that I may touch on and hints around, you know, but I really kind of want to stick to something that's more biographical or you know, geographical or, you know, just subjects that I think are more curriculum based, even though I don't box myself into any type of curriculum because you don't mm-hmm. have space to write what you want. But I do try to stick to at least a academic subject matter.
So what is the academic subject matter that you do use?
Well, you know, like for lesson one, it was the 50 states and the capitals that go with the states, and it was first 25 presidents, you know, giving a short biography of who they were. It was black women in Congress. It was black inventors. You know, it was, you know, it's just different information that I feel if you can research, you know. So on lesson two, we have Queen Nzinga. We have a song about the solar system. We have a song about Martin Luther King. We have the Harriet Tubman song. We also have a song called Black Man Rocks, which is just a bunch of interesting tidbits. So mm-hmm. I really just kind to stick to subjects that I'm familiar with, you know, so that I can stay in my comfort zone when I'm creating the music.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, something that if you research it, you'll be able to find out more information about it, and you won't say, oh, man, it's my music entertainment. They led us down the wrong path. You know, so this is just something that you can say, I researched it. You can look up the Harriet Tubman and say, oh, yeah, well, she did do this. This is pretty cool. And, you mm-hmm. know, take it from there.
Have you ever had anybody to ask you to make something custom for them?
Yeah. Black Men Rock is I was approached. That song came about because a brother by the name of Michael Taylor. He said,
mm-hmm.
"Listen, he's doing a lecture. He was going to go
mm-hmm.
around, and the theme of his lecture was called Black Men Rock. He was like, you know,
mm-hmm.
could you do a song and do the theme music for me? And I'm like, cool, no problem. And you know, we worked everything out, but. Black Man Rock is a custom song. It's one of the examples of somebody just coming to me and saying, listen, can you do something in this vein?
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting. So we do have, in the name of MLK, I'm going to play that in the name of MLK.
Excellent.
So I'm going to play that, and hopefully I can, you know, it doesn't go up and down, and we're going to discuss that when we come back.
All right. Have you heard this one before, or is this your first time listening to it?
No, this is my first time hearing it. This is one that was sent to me recently. This is a new one I just got. So we're going to play that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Revolution ain't for television, it's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. It's for kings like Martin Luther, who had a vision on the front line for his peoples, not fearing death or prison. Dreams turn to nightmares, and I'm right where they don't fight fit. Get choked out or get shot there, but they don't care. Respect for our humanity, not another tragedy. Especially when peace and nonviolence has been the strategy. Targets on the backs of my peoples who from the underbelly, trying to make a living by means considered necessary. Burnt down Black Wall Street, progress and then white sheets, lawmen, then fire hose, then canine, then draw heat, tear gas to that taser gun. Unjust laws that only target us. Wanna block the vote, wanna strip our rights and put us in the cell to return it. Does it like King said, we gon' fight the fight. You done sacrificed enough life as price. In the protest, you gon' hear a chant that sweet shell went tonight's the night.
the revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission.
My people's dying every day like this is civil war. King and only fight for the Christians who tried to help our poor. After gaining ground in the south, he went from west to north. Seeing how they lived in the ghettos begin to change his course. He saw what Malcolm did. It's more than politics. It's more than integration. We must fix the finances. System ain't designed for the elite to change the power course. It is designed to keep us struggling and cut the power off. It ain't a game until the pawn become a queen. Snatch up your rook, a couple bishops, and start moving on your king. Start up the marches and the protests. We come in peace, organize. Let's speak the truth and not leave a hood or burnt down and vandalize. Let's build upon the leaders of the past and take it farther than them. Give the generation coming up a lot of father figures. Keep our little soldiers and women from heading straight to prison. Listen, cause the revolution won't be on your television.
The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission. The revolution ain't for television. It's for soldiers and warriors on a special mission.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution.
All right, that's in the name of MLK. What inspired that song?
I wanted to do something that I felt highlighted Martin Luther King's warrior spirit. You know, I know that we talk about his nonviolent tactics and, you know, his I Have a Dream speech. I don't really feel like we capture, you know, the type of strength you have to have in order to put your life on the line for a cause, you know, and the type of, you know, discipline you have to have in order to stick with your philosophy, you know, and stick with your tactic, you know, despite going to jail or getting fire hosed and dogs sicked on you and, you know, things of that nature, you're going to stick to your tactic. So I just really wanted to highlight the warrior spirit that I felt Dr. King possessed.
That definitely sounded like it. Yeah, I like the rhythm to it and the beat. You know, everything that, you know, all the pieces that you sent me, you know, they have a message. I know this. And they also give me a vision on, you know, what you're singing about. And the music and the beats, they all collaborate. Everything goes together. You know, so I applaud you on doing, you know, a good job of putting your music together. And what you actually rap about is significant. And, you know, I definitely wish you the best, you know, in any endeavor that you partake in, you know, as far as your company is concerned. And, you know, you're educating the youth as well as the adults, because you said that, you know, adults also, you know, learn something from listening to your pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, I've literally had people come up to me and say, yeah, you know, I'm actually learning something. You know, they're surprised. People are, you know, I'm surprised that people are surprised that they're learning something. You know what I mean? But they come up to me and say that all the time. Like, yo, I'm really learning. And I'm like, yo, that's cool.
And you know,
man. That's definitely the point.
Yeah, and that's amazing because, you know, when you listen to music, if you listen to it enough, you're going to pick up the words regardless. Even if it's a foreign song, you're going to pick up those words, you know.
Right.
So I think it's, you know, it's sometimes it's easier for a person when they do hear music, you know, a lesson in a song, such as, you know, how you do your rapping, you know, that's very good for children who also have learning disabilities, you know, because mm-hmm. music somehow or another gets to the brain, you know, in a better way as, you know, someone talking to you or, you know, telling you to recite something or read something. When you listen to a song, you know, especially like, you know, what you're doing.
Right.
Oh, that's very
right.
Good.
The repetition helps, you know, the, you know, having something that you can comfortably listen to and you feel
mm-hmm.
like you're actually enjoying the music and then the lyrics enter into you subconsciously. You know, you find yourself saying something and then, because that's the type of criticism that I receive. You know, people
mm-hmm.
will say, well, I like the flow, I like the beat, I like the hook, and then it's later that they realize that they're learning something from the content that's in the lyrics. It's almost like I'm hiding something in the lyrics because you're listening to everything else first. You're first
right.
attracted to the overall sound. And then you're like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm learning something. This is cool. So,
cool.
You know, it's definitely that. All of those things play a factor.
Wow. Well, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. And, you know, that hour goes by pretty fast when you're having a good time, you know.
Definitely.
But, you know, like I had mentioned, you know, this is like, I think this is the third time you've been on the show, right?
I think this is the third time. I think this is
right.
the third time.
Right, and I do appreciate, you know, your coming on the show, you know, and you know, because I know that when people listen, that they're taking something away with them. You know, they may, you know, order your CDs or, you know, whatever, but, you know, I'm quite sure that, you know, we have people who listen and are going to support you. So you want to let everybody know how they can get in touch with you. You know, do you have a website? And, you know, how can they get your CDs?
Okay, cool. The website is smart-hiphop.com or smart-hiphop.com. But that's the site where you can listen to the music. You can read more about the company. You can see where we're at and which station and things of that nature we're going to be on. Once again, the website is smart-hiphop.com. I'm also on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. I'm on Instagram at Smart Hip Hop. We are on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. Once again, you know, the website is smart-hiphop.com. We have the new single that's available on iTunes and Amazon's right now. It's called Run America. It's myself featuring Talib Kweli, and Lesson mm-hmm. 2 will be out in February.
Okay, one last question. What mm-hmm. would you suggest to someone who wants to do what you're doing?
Well, I have two suggestions. Number one is be honest with yourself, you know, as an artist, you know, because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and I'm a grown man. And I think one of the things that has sustained my career is just being honest with myself and what I like to do in my air and, you know, not trying to copy anybody or follow any trends, you know, just really appreciating the fact that I'm a lyricist. Number two is come up with a game plan, you know, and don't shortchange yourself. Have everything that you want to accomplish and have all of, you know, the tactics and the means and everything that you think could go wrong and, you know, put all that in. And before you make your first move, already know where you're supposed to end up a year later from that time. So, you know, a plan is vital. It was said
right.
that, you know, if you organize a little bit, you get a little bit done. If you organize a lot, you get a lot done.
Right, right. Well, hopefully you guys out there listening, you heard what Larry Larkin suggests. And if you want to go that route, just follow what he just said. And we've come to the end of another fabulous show. And we'd like to thank you, Larry Locke Henderson. You know, so we're going to give you a great big round of applause for being our guest this evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is your second home, so, you know, anytime you want to come back, you know how to get in touch with me. And, you know, we do appreciate you, you know, for what you're doing for our youth and, you know, what you're doing, period, because, you know, we need so much positive things going on, and what you're doing is really positive. And, you know, it's basically to help the youth out and to get them in order because, you know, the youths are going to be our leaders tomorrow. You know, so if you're contributing something to that cause, then, you know, I appreciate that, and I'm sure our listening audience appreciate it, and the people that you're serving appreciate that. And give your information out one more time, please, before we go, how they can get in touch with you.
Will do. The website is smart-hiphop.com. We're on Instagram at Smart Hip Hop, Twitter at Smart Hip Hop, Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. And I do want to say I appreciate you having us back. You know, I enjoy being able to use this platform, and, you know, thank you, because without shows like this, you know, we really would be voiceless. So thank you.
Well, as I mentioned, this is your second home. Anytime, you're more than welcome to come back. Anytime.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, everybody, this is Gail Delicious Johnson. Today is Wednesday, a beautiful day today, and I do appreciate our special guests that we had on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and I also have a website that I'd like you guys to visit so you can pick up my latest book, Back to Zero. That website is jaypublishing.com, and I will send you an autographed copy of my latest number one book, Back to Zero. You also can order any of my other books on that site as well. I'm on, you know, like I said, I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Gail Delicious Johnson. I also have a fan page on there, which is facebook.com/JJ Publishing. Go on there and become a fan of mine. And remember, if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. I like talking to you guys, not about you. Never, ever look down on a man unless you're helping him up. Spread love and give love. Love you guys and have a wonderful weekend. Larry, you have a beautiful weekend as well. And again, thank you very much for being a guest on Delicious Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me. Peace.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to my Nana's Internet Radio Show, because it's the best. Good night.